This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. In a significant move, the leaders' declaration at the ongoing BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil has condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir of April 22, which killed 26 people. The BRICS leaders have reaffirmed their commitment to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including the cross-border movement of terrorists, terrorism financing and safe havens. It has urged to ensure zero tolerance for terrorism and reject double standards in countering terrorism. More from our correspondent.
The issue of the menace of terrorism was raised by Prime Minister during the BRICS summit when the session on peace and security came up. He thanked the member countries for strongly condemning the Pahalgam terror attack and for those who expressed solidarity for India. He termed it as a direct attack on the soul, identity and dignity of India. He further added that it was a blow not only to India but to the entire humanity. He urged for zero tolerance for terrorism and further added that there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. He also reaffirmed that India stands for dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts and achieve global peace. He invited the BRICS leaders to India for the next summit to be held under its chairmanship next year. Sudhindra reporting for Akashvani News from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. He said victims and supporters of terrorism cannot be weighed on the same scale. Addressing the session on peace and security at the BRICS summit in Brazil, Mr. Modi said terrorism has emerged as the most serious challenge to the humanity today. He said the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on 22nd of April was a direct attack on the soul, identity and dignity of India. The Prime Minister said if any country supports terrorism directly or indirectly, it will have to pay the price for it. He said BRICS member countries must speak out as a group in one voice against terrorism and its supporters. Mr. Modi said condemnation of terrorism must be our principle, not a mere convenience. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the outreach session on strengthening multilateralism, economic financial affairs and artificial intelligence, along with BRICS members, partners and outreach invitees at the 17th BRICS summit. In his address, Mr. Modi emphasized BRICS as a catalyst for global cooperation and a multipolar world. He urged for demand-driven approach and long-term financial sustainability in NDB-led projects. The Prime Minister highlighted India's initiatives in agri-biotech, digital education access and called for a BRICS science and research repository. On AI, he stressed on responsible governance and invited the BRICS partners for the AI Impact Summit that India will be hosting next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim on the sidelines of the 17th BRICS Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Both leaders reviewed progress in various areas of India-Malaysia comprehensive strategic partnership, including defence, counter-terrorism, education, trade and investment and pharma. The two leaders also discussed India-ASEAN partnership. Mr. Modi thanked Mr. Ibrahim for his strong condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Mr. Modi also met President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez, on the sidelines of the summit. In the United States, the death toll from devastating flash floods in Texas has risen to 80, including 28 children. Search efforts continue for 11 missing girls and a counselor from Camp Mystic, a summer camp near Guadalupe River, where torrential rains caused the river to overflow. India registered a historic 336-run victory over host England in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham last night, levelling the series 1-1. This victory marked India's first ever test win at the venue, breaking a 58-year winless streak at the ground. Despite rain delaying the five start by 100 minutes, India's bowlers managed to take the remaining 7 wickets of the hosts. Akashdeep delivered a match-winning 10-wicket haul, becoming only the second Indian bowler to achieve this feat in England after Chetan Sharma in 1986. At the World Boxing Cup in Astana, Kazakhstan, Indian women Olympians Jasmine Lamboria, Sakshi and Nupur each won gold in their respective weight classes yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.